Welcome to Comedians with Ghost Stories. I'm your host, writer and comedian Emily Winter. Today is a very fun episode. Usually I get creative people on this podcast to tell me about their true encounters with the paranormal. Today I have a couple fans of the show and my family, my nephews on, and they are going to talk about their previous home, which I do believe was haunted. And we talked all about the podcast before they got on, and we made a pact of no lying, and so this is a collection of little things that added up to all of us thinking that the house was haunted, and I thought they did a really great job, so I hope you enjoy this episode. Also, happy holiday season! If you are looking for a great gift, might I suggest the fun, uplifting, not controversial book of trivia called One Day Smarter. One Day Smarter is written by me. It was published by the Penguin Random House imprint Tarcher Perigee. I wrote it over the pandemic. I started collecting facts, which is hard to do in, you know, this day and age in the internet. So I cited my sources at the end of the book because the internet is crazy and, you know, says everything that is untrue. And so I really dug deep to make sure that I was getting true facts for this fun collection. And I wanted it to be a collection of facts that made people feel a little bit better because we are all going through such a rough time. So One Day Smarter, you can get it at your local bookstore or order it online, or you can order it from me directly. I bought a bunch of copies in bulk, and for a $20 flat fee, I will ship it to you and sign it and make it out to whoever you like. So just Venmo me $20 and let me know where you want me to send it. You can also email me at emcwinter@gmail.com or get at me on Instagram. I'm Emily MC Winter, and just like DM me, let me know who you want me to make it out to, where to send it. So that's One Day Smarter. This is the podcast. I feel like there was more things I had to say. I don't know. But anyway, I hope you enjoy this very sweet episode and have a great day. Today on the podcast, I'm super excited to have my nephews, Matthew and Thomas Mulaney. Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hi.
Thanks for being here, guys. We're recording live from my very spooky office.
Yes, it is very spooky.
Matthew made all the lights turn down, so we are right in the mood to talk about the fact that you guys used to live in a haunted house.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
It doesn't even look haunted.
It does not look haunted. Also here is their uncle, Chrissy Cal.
Hello.
Who's also running sound. So Chrissy Cal, feel free to chime in. And their mom, Francesca, feel free to chime in on any of these things. Just ask
Bingo.
For the mic. And our dog, Bingo. And their brother, Connor, is downstairs if he wants to chime in. But, okay, so you guys used to live in a haunted house in New Jersey, which, as you said, Thomas, did not look haunted.
It was, like, so nice. And
so it's new house and a new house. That's how you would put it, Thomas.
How old was that house?
1955.
Okay, right. So Francesca's saying about the 50s. So it's not even that old, but old enough to be haunted. Anything can be haunted.
Like a new house built. Because there could be an old house that got knocked down that could be haunted. That got rebuilt on top of something.
On top of some bad memories?
Yeah.
So, here's what's going to happen. Thomas is the youngest, and Thomas, do you want to say your age?
Yeah. I'm 8.
So, why don't, Thomas, you tell me about what happened?
So, I'm just saying, every time I slept in there, I had the same dream.
What was the dream?
I can't really explain it. I don't remember the dream, and it was really confusing.
I remember your mom telling me that my son is having nightmares in this room.
One time, like, I was just, I couldn't fall asleep, and I was just looking at my door because I was, like, bored. And then I saw the towel just falling down slowly.
Like, slower than it would if normal gravity took it? Like, super slow?
Yeah, like ghost slow.
Ghost slow. Like, coin the term.
Bana, bana, bana.
And so that was one thing that made you feel weird in that room, and yeah. You would always have nightmares, and
it was weird. It was weird.
Do you want to talk about balloons?
I don't really even remember this much.
Okay,
Thomas, what I do remember, the balloon thing only happened when you had a fever.
Yeah.
So it might not be weird, but but it could be.
Well, okay. Maybe...
Because maybe, like, the fever made me see it.
Right. That's
basically what...
So, do you want to say it, or does Matthew want to say it, or does your mom want to say it?
Mommy, don't you remember it the most?
Do you want me to talk about it?
Yeah, you talk about it.
So, this is Francesca, Matthew and Tommy's mom, and... I think you were like 2 or 3 because you were still in preschool. You're at the co-op, and you had to feel well. You had a really mild fever, like 98.9, really low. But you couldn't sleep, and I slept with you, and you're like, "Mom, there's a balloon ghost in the corner. Don't let it get me." And I was like, "Okay." I was like, "Why don't you just like face the other direction?" So I thought it was just because you were sick.
Wait, you said balloon ghost.
Yeah. Well, maybe it wasn't balloon ghost. Maybe it was just balloons shaped like a ghost. Because, like,
either
balloons
would be
float.
Horrifying. So, yeah. So I didn't know what you meant, and I kept trying to get you to turn in different directions. And you're like, "No, I see the balloons coming for me." And so I brought you to our room, and you're still seeing balloon ghosts in our room. This went on for like 2 hours. That's a balloon ghost story.
Amazing. And I remember your mom telling me about the balloon ghosts that you were seeing and that you were so freaked out. And it was more than just a regular kid dream. And you were, like, super freaked out about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you saw the towel, and then there were some other experiences in your house, which I think Matthew could talk about, right?
So one time when Thomas wasn't... When I was just getting some of my stuffed animals, because we used to play in that room, mm-hmm. and I left my stuffed animal that I was gonna go to sleep with. And Thomas was sleeping in my mom's room.
Worst feeling ever, right?
So
when
I turned on the lights.
Leave it in somebody else's room, need it to go to sleep.
Yeah, and like it's so dark that you're like afraid that something's gonna happen.
So I turned on the lights, and I got my stuffed animal, and I was heading out, and there was a thump. Thump.
What kind of thump?
Well, like, first I thought...
Was it Thomas falling off the bed?
Like, first of all, it might just be, like, you know, like you said, but I also knew that Connor sometimes sleepwalks.
Oh, right, he did. Does he still do that?
No.
I thought it was Connor coming out of if he was sleepwalking. So I turned back and, no, he wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of got a little scared.
Absolutely.
So, and I was more close to Tommy's bed, I didn't see anything,
right?
Even though I had the lights on, I still couldn't see because
it was out in the hallway that it happened. The thump?
No, I was it happened inside the room, but I thought it happened outside in the hallway.
Right.
I had the lights on, but like I still couldn't see.
Wait, Matthew,
kind of. Yeah.
I'm just saying, this is getting intense.
Yes, intense.
I love it.
This is called description.
Yeah.
Add more
very
detail.
Big description.
So you saw the balloon ghost, and then you saw the towel, and then you heard a weird thump.
So the thump was a book, just a book on the floor.
When you went in the hallway, that's what it was?
No. I wasn't out in the hallway. I thought it was out in the hallway.
Matthew, also, it could have just been like, it wasn't in
a
good position.
I know, so like, I thought like, oh, okay. So, I put it back,
mm-hmm.
and another book slumped.
Wait, could you see it?
No. It was on...
Whoa. You just heard it? And then there was another. And this is Thomas's room again.
So, yes.
Thomas, do you think that you had a ghost in your room?
Probably, but maybe in other rooms. But not, like...
Your room for sure.
Yeah, you...
Definitely.
Yeah.
Maybe other rooms.
Had the most encounters out of anything.
Okay.
So I went back into my room and slept under the covers that night.
Oh, I would be very happy to go
animal?
To my own room.
Yes, I still got my stuffed animal.
Oh, say it into the mic.
Yes, I still got my stuffed animal.
What was your stuffed animal?
Rhino.
Nice. Rhino.
It was my fourth stuffed animal till I figured out that I had a blue bear stuffed animal, and then that became my second and my fourth.
As an aside, do you have any good rhino facts or bear facts? Because you know so much about animals.
So, technically, humans could be poaching themselves because rhino horns are made of the same stuff as our fingernails.
Whoa! I love that fact.
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. So your brother and maybe your dad had some experiences?
Yes.
Basically, this ghost is protecting your mom because your mom's the only
one
without.
Wait, Mommy, have you had any experiences?
Maybe once, she said.
Oh, okay. I'm passing the mic. Tell us.
So I'm normally super afraid of everything, so I always...
So
hate,
true.
I hate going into dark rooms and... whatever. In that house, I totally felt the same way. Like, if I had to go from the kitchen to the bedroom, it was a really short walk, and I would turn every single light on because I was so afraid. I just had this, like, weird sense. But a few times in bed, I would turn off the lights and, like, my husband traveled a lot for work, and I'd turn off the lights and, like, snuggle up under the covers, and 5 minutes later, the lights would go on. Like, they'd just turn on, and I was like, okay!
That's scary!
We also had bad electricity issues, like electrical work done on the house before we bought it. So my husband was like, no, I think it's just like we have such bad wires. And I was like, eh, it only happens when you're not here. And it's happened a few times, not all the time. So that was my
ghostly experience. You've had, I mean, lights flickering is so common.
Okay, all right. So now we have a lot of little, like, a lot of little things adding up in this house. And maybe there were a few more. Do you know about those, Matthew?
Yes, so...
Oh, do you want to say your age in there? You don't have to.
I'm 10.
You're 10. Okay.
So, my mom told me that Connell used to wake up, sat up out of bed, and just stared at the closet.
Oh, Connor did.
Yes. So, my mom and dad tried to put him back to bed.
How old was Connor at this point? Like,
he's just, like, I don't know, 5. Like, maybe ages, like... 5 through 8, 5 through 9 maybe?
And he would just sit up and look at the closet.
Yeah, so they tried to... Yeah, like he was in a trance.
Like he could see something.
Yeah. Wow. So my mom and I tried to get him back to bed. He wouldn't for, 20 minutes? Yeah. For 20 minutes. So my dad finally said, I'm never coming. My dad said, this closet's haunted.
And that was the last time you ever saw your dad, right?
No!
I'm kidding!
So then my dad slept in there one night. I forget when this happened, but he felt like something was, like, watching him or, like, he felt a presence.
So your dad slept in there with you guys?
No, just once. I think by himself.
By himself?
Maybe when he hurt himself.
Or maybe when you guys were, you know, taking up.
Oh, yeah. So maybe you two were in bed with mom, and he went and slept in one of your beds, and he, like, didn't like it. He felt like a presence.
Uh-huh.
Thomas, do the music for the presence.
No, it's like this. I'm watching you.
And then your dad is the last one, and your dad confirmed that there was something weird in that bedroom, which is a different room from Thomas's room.
And that's when he finally considered that she was never going in there
and,
again.
And then I heard that you guys saw a ghost running at you with a knife, and that's why you left that house. No, I'm kidding. No, but this is a lot of little things, and sometimes with all the people that I've interviewed, sometimes it's just a lot of little things adding up where you're like, that place is a little haunted. I'll tell you a weird sleepwalking story. My aunt, when she was a little girl, was a sleepwalker, and she sleptwalk outside their back door and then thought she was a cat and peed. For some reason, this was okay. She peed on their welcome mat on the back door. She thought that that's what a cat would do. So... sleepwalking
can change a lot, can do a lot of things too.
But Gwen. So yeah, to your point of being like, it could have been anything. It could be one, bad electrical, two,
but
sleepwalking.
But what about the presence? There's no answer for that.
I know. So I just think it's too many things. And there might be a little something in there. And I would love to have a medium go assess your old house. And now you live in a house that's super old. How old is it?
Like
160
years old, and you have no problems.
If you actually head to the graveyard close to us, you can actually see the original owner of the house.
Oh my gosh, right there by the house. And it's such a lovely house, and there's no...
Yeah, it's a really nice big house.
So it just goes... Yeah, it's really big and beautiful.
I always think that there's going to be like a ghost in my room.
Yeah, I always feel that. Like, I always feel
talking
like,
to the mic.
Yeah. I always feel like, is there something there? Like I was flicking on the lights, like real quickly.
And also, even though I don't, like, feel anything, I'm always like, what was that? Like, even if, like, I know somebody's there, I was like, what was
that? Well, maybe it's because you guys used to live in a haunted house, and now you don't anymore.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of our relief. Bodies
still were adapted to, like, what's, who's that, who's that?
Yeah. Yeah. The trauma is with you. So do you guys believe in ghosts?
Sometimes no. Not. Sometimes there's always there's always an explanation to things, but then yet again, sometimes there's never.
Sometimes there's not.
I'm curious about your mom.
Besides the light flickering, have you ever had any other experiences?
Just weirdness. Just like general, like, oh, I'm really creeped out right now, but for no reason.
Are you still in that, like, in the house that we live in?
Not now. Not, like, I can walk all through that house. Pitch like, black? Pitch black and feel totally not creeped out.
What does Bingo have to say?
Do you believe in ghosts?
I do believe in ghosts. I don't believe in them as, like, what we see on TV, but I think there's just weird energies, right?
Things that still have business.
So, do you guys have anything else that you want to say about ghosts or the...
No, I think that's it. If we did say anything else, it would just be lying.
Yeah. And we said we had an online pact before this. And that's what I like about this story. Everything's really subtle, and sometimes that's not as exciting, but it's the truth, and that's what's important.
And also, like, all those tiny bits lead up to something big.
And they all add something up. Happening. I think, like, for all of you guys, you all have, like, little experiences in that house, and it all adds up, and I honestly do believe that your house is haunted.
Wait, and I have a question. How are you sure that... About earthquakes, are you sure that they're not just ghost partying too hard?
Are earthquakes just ghost partying too hard is the funniest thing in the world. I love that. Okay, so let's wrap it up by saying, what would you like to tell the world about you? What are you guys up to? What's going on in your life? Matthew, let's start with you.
Right now, I am trying to be... Like, I don't even know what it's called, just I'm trying to get into chosen to be in stage crew and set design.
Stage crew and set design? That's awesome. That's mm-hmm. so cool.
Because this is my first deal of ever doing it.
Right, because you're in fifth grade now.
So,
yeah,
this is the first time.
It's the first opportunity. So I mm-hmm. hope that it seems like a really cool way to go. So I hope that you do it, even if it doesn't happen in fifth grade. Because everyone knows it's the youngest.
Fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, grade, then eighth grade.
Yeah. You got years, man.
So if I want to do the play,
got 3 years.
I either have fifth grade or seventh grade to do it. But then if I want to do the musical, I either have sixth grade or eighth grade.
Okay.
So fifth and seventh for the play, sixth and eighth for the musical.
Awesome. Got it. That's really exciting. I love it. You're into acting. You're in the right place. Mm-hmm. Los Angeles right now. And Thomas, what's going on in your world?
I do piano.
You do piano, and you have an amazing new hat.
Yep.
Can you talk about your hat?
It's my favorite hat.
What is it?
A Pluto hat.
You got it at?
Disneyland.
You got a Pluto hat at Disneyland, and now you look like Louise from Bob's Burgers, but the boy version.
Yep.
Because you haven't taken it off all weekend.
Well, technically when I sleep.
Oh, okay.
One time you didn't.
It keeps your head warm.
Yep. And itchy.
And Chessa, do you want to tell the world my anything? Head. No. And Chessa says she does not want to tell the world anything. We have talked about their previous haunted home. Chrissy, do you want to tell the world anything? You've been running sound the whole time.
Everybody sounds great.
Great. Awesome. You guys, thank you so much for doing the podcast.
Good.
Thanks for having us, Emily.
What? No, technically I couldn't say goodbye or good night because it's in the middle.
You
could
say it.
Good night. Goodbye. What's the difference?
Good morning.
Thank you for listening to Comedians with Ghost Stories. If you want to find me, talk to me, tell me your ghost story, be on the podcast, reach out at Emily MC Winter, that's Emily McWinter on Instagram or Twitter. Buy my book, One Day Smarter, rate and review. You got homework, people. Have a great week. Okay, goodbye.